Welcome to the Curious Coach podcast. So buckle up as we travel around and explore the world of coaching. Here's your host and professional coach, Stephen Clements.
Hello, and welcome to this weekly mini episode of the Curious Coach podcast. This week's episode is about labels, in particular, the labels that we attach to ourselves. So what exactly do I mean by that? What is a label? Well, for example, think about how you'd introduce yourself to someone you've just met. It might be, "Hi there, I'm Stephen, I'm a professional coach." So in this instance, the label I've chosen to attach to myself is professional coach. Or think about when you introduce yourself to a group of people in, say, a workshop or training program. You might use multiple labels. So maybe something like, "Hi there, I'm Stephen. I'm a husband, professional coach, senior manager, and distance runner." So very quickly, you can start to identify the multiple labels that we choose to attach to ourselves. And you might even notice when or in what circumstances do we use some of these labels. Are there any patterns to it? So, how about doing an interesting exercise? Grab a sheet of A4 paper, turn it sideways so that you have a wide page sitting in front of you. Draw a line running left to right across the middle of the page. Think of this as your timeline. The midpoint of the line represents now, the left-hand side is the past, and the right-hand side is, well, yep, you guessed it, the future. With me so far? Well, the next step, starting in the middle of the page, list all of the labels that you could apply to yourself here and now. Think about those you use to introduce yourselves to others, or those that come from your hobbies or passions. I initially came up with the obvious ones, such as husband, coach, senior manager, engineer, and then quickly realized I had a load of others. Yogi, photographer, runner, reader, podcaster, squash player, music lover, chef, and baker. And even that's not an exhaustive list. And don't forget, labels can also come from feelings, behaviors, and emotions. So you could include things like introverted, self-aware, happy, sad, and so on. Now, having thought about your current labels, start to think about those labels that you used to apply to yourself but are no longer relevant. Put them wherever you feel is appropriate towards the left-hand side of the page. So in my own case, I had labels such as stage manager, sound engineer, saxophone player, scenery builder, and again, many more. And yes, you guessed it, the next step is to think about the future. What labels do you want to be able to apply to yourself? Put these down wherever you find appropriate on the right-hand side of the page. I find this a little bit trickier, but initially I've added a few such as trainer, dancer, confident, and a couple of others. Now, at this point, step away from your page for a while, and then come back to it as and when other labels come to mind. When you've a fairly good list, reflect and be curious about what you notice. Firstly, notice how your labels will have changed over time. They're not fixed. They come and go as we develop and our lives change. Also, notice where you've put the labels on the page. Is there anything significant about that? Even the order of the labels that you've listed for the here and now. Are the labels that you're applying now serving you or holding you back? Are there any of those labels that you need to let go of? Are there any labels from the past that you've let go of and actually want to get back? And what about those future labels? By having those labels in your life, what will be different for you as a result? There's lots and lots of questions that you can reflect on, and I'd be really interested to hear how you get on with this, so please don't hesitate to drop me an email to stephen@stephenclements.ie, and that's Stephen with a PH. Another thought I was having whilst reflecting on this was how to express this in a different format. For me, I can see an artwork appearing which brings my labels to life. Sadly, I don't really have the artistic skills to create what I can see in my head, but hey, I might give it a go and share it with you later. Anyway, that's it for this week, and I hope you find this curiosity challenge interesting and useful. Further information can be found on my website at stephenclements.ie/podcast, or click on the link in the description of this episode to go directly to the show page where you'll find more information. Thanks for listening, and until next week, don't forget, stay curious.